Track 43. Extract 1.
Although Brian's argument is an interesting one, it has wide-reaching effects in terms of contemporary theory, and these need to be taken quite carefully into consideration.
Extract 2.
Parler's theory relating to social networks is an interesting one, and certainly a refreshing approach to this relatively new area. However, it has been met with scepticism by his peers. As we can see, both Bartlett and Previn have given scathing critiques, in particular addressing the various...
Extract 3.
Although his work states that lack of money is the only real reason for the downturn in high street profits, this ignores other possible factors, which really need to be addressed. There is a mix of causes.
Extract 4.
We have to remember that Brudenell was writing this at a time when business was not as regulated as it is today.
Extract 5.
We have to remember that although Garrett's theory is useful, it very much comes from his socialist ideology and doesn't particularly consider benefits of free trade.
Extract 6.
Anderton based this argument on the research he conducted, which had a large sample and covered most demographic groups. In fact, it's the largest and most representative survey of its kind.
Extract 7.
When you read Jorath's paper, although he identifies the phenomenon of crowdfunding, his definition is loose, and he fails to explain how he reaches this conclusion.
Extract 8.
Charleston's theory is particularly relevant to those of you who are studying marketing in terms of fashion, as the theory applies specifically to this area. Fashion marketing is quite a distinct area in which not all theories can be applied equally.